you were in the original Canadian production of Rent 25 years ago.
I know.
I won't call you out, but
I'm not admitting to it. I was 4 at the time.
Yeah. But how does it feel now to be directing and like circling back?
I love things that kind of close themselves or come back to themselves, that get with a new perspective. So I was so thrilled to come back, because I also did it originally. It's getting louder and louder. I did the show with Chris originally, and then went on the right from there to the second national tour in the States. Mm-hmm. And then 15-ish years later, I went and did it again at Rainbow Stage in Winnipeg,
so
playing
you're
Collins.
A pro.
Well, it's like I've just kind of traveled through the show. Mimi's next.
Yeah.
So coming back to direct the show has been really exciting. One, because it's a show I didn't think I'd ever touch again. It's just I'm too old to be in it. And then when
nonsense.
They
nonsense.
Well, I mean, you know, Collins maybe, but he also should be a little younger than I am.
Yeah.
But the thrill of being able to not just be in charge of my own role, which is very very myopic, but that's what you do, to have the entire story at my disposal has been so thrilling, because I'm older in a great way. That means my perspective on the issues of the show, the compassion, the love, the AIDS epidemic, my awareness of all of that, is so much more acute and attuned that I have something more to bring to the production.
Mm-hmm. So how will we be seeing Tom Allison in this production of Rent?
Oh, interesting. Well, you know, I pride myself on trying to be emotionally intelligent, mm-hmm. and compassionate, mm-hmm. as much as possible. And I feel like that's those two things alone, this show really needs you they're all young people, so their emotions are so alive in the moment, but they're dealing with these hugely grown-up problems.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think my perspective coming away from it, the time and space, and now coming back to it, I can give a perspective that's both understanding the youth part and understanding how complicated we are. And I think even as young people and these characters, even though they're young, they're unintentionally wise. They just have to know more and learn more. Or when they stumble, they can get up faster or easier. And that's going to help a lot.
You started in theater and you've been on TV. You're in a bunch of my favorite shows. So how has the transition been from, you know, like TV to now you're directing musicals? Like how do you, is it an easy switch to flip?
I think it is if you let it be. It's actually, there is different things, but if you kind of get stressed about it, like anything, you know, it gets harder. But I kind of just decide, okay, well, this is a new adventure. Like, how does this work? Film and TV is so technical, and that learning that was interesting, but sometimes kind of kooky and like, oops, you know, hit my mark. What's that? The thing on the floor. Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. Okay. Am I red? You know, like there's a lot of these weird things to adjust to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting to have it all... to figure all that out. And then directing. I was directing in theater school when I was going to Ryerson Theater School, and I was acting, I was there for acting,
yeah.
But I was directing things on the side, like my own little projects. And I kind of was going towards either one, and then I got into the Young Company at Stratford.
Right.
Like right out of, not right out of theater school, but basically right out of theater school.
Yeah.
And my career took off. I didn't stop working. Mm-hmm. So I was acting, but the bug was always kind of there, and eventually, maybe 10, 15 years ago, I was like, I don't know, I feel like I want to, you know, kind of veer over. And then I got another wave of being really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I was like, I'm not happy anymore acting.
Right.
I don't like it as much. I, on stage, the film is like a new project,
right.
Film and TV acting. But on stage, I have had such blast, such success, and I'm so grateful to the universe for that. But at a certain point, since I was playing a lot of leads for a long time, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And especially musicals are exhausting. And
yes.
I realized I'm tired. And also, if you're successful on stage, you miss your life. You get everyone's birthday, anniversary, parties, births, deaths, funerals. You're like, I can't, I've got a show. So because I was working all the time, I missed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I want some life back. And film and TV, it's so like you shoot a couple of days and you make $8 billion and you walk away for a while, for a week. And I'm like, I want some of that. And then it happened just when I was kind of asking for it to happen. The universe answered me. And the directing too, you work on stuff on your own time to prep. And then you rehearse for like, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, longer here at Stratford. It's, you know, longer because you have different shows they're in.
Yes.
But you kind of get this space, you get a life back, but you get to do fun things and you get to walk away and have free time. And I just thought, that is for me.
Yeah. No,
so I kind of love
that.
It. It's really interesting.
So coming back to Stratford Festival, because you started here.
Yeah, 92.
What is your favorite part about directing and working with Stratford Festival?
Oh, honestly, the resources. I mean, the people, too. I know a lot of these people because I've been here on and off over the course of, you know, 31 years. But the resources you get here, I mean, yes, there's money, but also the crowd, you get, like, people will build you costumes, they'll build you shoes, they'll build you a hat, they'll build you, like, it's not like we're borrowing things or grabbing what we can from someone's storage locker, you know? We really get the best of the best here. Mm-hmm. And the stage, our stage manager, Cindy Tauschen, I worked with her when I was 16 years old in my first professional show. She was the dance captain for the very famous Canadian director named Alan Lund, who created Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I worked with her on that show, and I loved her then. Now she's, like, the best stage manager in the country. So coming back to, like, work with her now on this means so much to me, because it's like, oh, my God, here we are so many years later together doing this thing in this big place. We did, you know, I was an actor. I was here in, like, 2002 to 2005, and she was doing the musicals that I did. But in this capacity, and other people that I've known for a long time who have moved through the company and new wonderful faces, but you have everything at your disposal. And that means, I'm like, can we have a bucket that looks like a duck? Like, yeah, give it to you in 2 days. Like, great. I need a sandwich that's fake, but it should look like it's got beetles in it. Yep, I'll get that to you tomorrow. You're like, great.
That is crazy.
You know, like, it's kind of, it's, you have this kind of, I'm exaggerating, of course, but the dream of being able to dream, mm-hmm. and have it come true in front of you with, like, yes, yes, we can. Or we'll do this. How about this instead? Like, oh, that's amazing. That's more than I would have imagined.
Yeah.
Is really exciting.
Oh, it's fantastic. I actually, a few years ago, I came to see Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
The puppets, the plants.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Insane.
There's you see the money on stage.
Yes.
They spend it so the audience gets this really great experience.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like, here's our $2 set. And you're like, I paid $200 for this ticket.
Right.
Like, you pay $200, you feel like, I just got an $800 worth of show. You know, that's gold.
Yeah. I mean, my next question was, for someone who isn't familiar with Rent, how would you get them to see it? But that kind of sells it.
I mean, there's that long, but also the show. I mean, Rent changed people's perspectives on their own lives. You know, it was written during the AIDS epidemic, and people were suffering in the, as it was written, was kind of the high point of the deaths and the illnesses, and we didn't have a cure. We had AZT, mm-hmm. but that was, like, to slow it down, if it even worked. And if it wasn't working, it almost killed you,
yeah.
to try and save you. It was like taking chemotherapy. So I feel like it came out and people understood the situation a little more, people who are living with HIV, and it was this love story, and it was teaching about compassion. And I think even now, it's why we need this show always over and over and over again. But right now, in the end of COVID, fingers crossed, in the hopefully the tail end of COVID, or the other side of COVID, we are so in the middle of a need for connection. And one of my favorite lines in the show is, connection in an isolating age.
Mm-hmm.
And has that ever been truer? Like, politically what's happening, health-wise what's happening. And the show just keeps on coming back at you with love and compassion and family and friendship and the need for that. And I think the backdrop of AIDS, and we're really going to dig into the reality of that world because we're so far from it, to make people understand the context, you understand how to love was an act of choice and an act of a good act of aggression. You had to actively choose to love people.
Yeah.
And so it means so much more when you have to work to love.
That's beautiful. The first time I watched Rent, I sobbed my eyes out, and I still sob my eyes out every time I watch it. Even though I know what happens,
it moves every time.
It's always moving, and
yeah.
it never
it's
stops.
It's built that way. It's the gift of the show.
We'll veer away from the sad, emotional
sure,
yep. questions.
Sure, yeah. Oh, there's much more of this.
Just,
yeah.
Of course. But just for fun, what yep. is your favorite song on the soundtrack?
Do you know what? It changes sometimes.
It does.
But one of the ones that I've always loved, because it's so simple, is Without You. It's just, like, just talking about the simple, like needing another person to connect to is as necessary as breathing.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, oh, my God. And the images are so clean and clear, but inside that you feel the entire evolution of the human species in searching for love and needing love and touch and connection.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to see this. I bought my tickets already. I'm so excited.
Yay!
Tickets are already on sale.
Yes.
So it starts up in April.
Yep, April 2nd.
Until
April 8th, rather.
April 8th, and it goes until October?
October 27th or 28th, I forget.
Okay,
now. Yeah.
And that'll be yeah. it right
plus the extension, people get their tickets a lot, we'll see.
Yeah. And the Bohemian Zone allows
yes.
you to see it as many times as you want.
Yes, that was very important to me, and they already had it on their agenda, thank goodness. But the original production, they sort of started that world of, like, the first two rows were, like, $20 rush seats. Mm-hmm. And so all these people would come back and back, and when we did the show, we'd see the same. These young people would come, and they're like, we love the show today. And we saw that little thing you did, and this new thing you did, and it was so wonderful. And they were so excited, and it would, and they'd be weeping and crying. They was changing their lives. And I'm still in touch with some of them who would come, and they're like, you know, they're growing up. They go, I'm sorry if I was, you know, a little much back then. I'm like, not even, because it was so genuine. And but they said the lessons they learned and the friends they made in those lineups together have lasted their whole lives and changed them. So we have, yeah, there's this, these two rows on the sides that are going to be available every show for like a lesser price. People can come and see the show, and whatever your, you know, pay scale is. We wanted people to be able to see the show, not be like, money is not stopping a show, but being poor and not, you know, trying to make art.
Right.
We wanted people to be able to come and be poor and see art, and then yes, hopefully be inspired to make more art.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we should mention?
Honestly, just come and see the show. If you do, if you know it, you'll get a different spin, because we're not on a on a proscenium stage, which is what this it's on. So we've had to redesign the entire show, which is also really exciting. For those who know the show, you will not see the same show, because you can't. It's not possible on the festival stage. It's a three-quarter stage. So it's been redesigned and rethought. But if you don't know the show, come and see this show, and I feel like you will not be the same person afterwards. I hope that people will walk out with a more generous spirit and a quieter soul.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, thank you so much,
My
Tom.
Pleasure.